Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The school of Tupac, I'm around. Yeah. You don't want to what?
Man, that's with me.
Hell, I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep it real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believed in the American process. All of us.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
We got a few folks who's going to join us tonight. Come on up here and let's get this conversation started. Such an important conversation we're trying to have tonight, and it is critical that we all get on the same page. Critical we get on the same page because much is at stake. Much is at stake. The Biden administration was putting out a Safe America plan. A Safe America plan that was going to add or propose $37 billion to address the violent crime issue in this country. And many of us got wind of that and trying to get more information. And not before we could even get further, we started to hear that the Democrats and House Republicans are trying to rush a vote this week to move elements of this America Safer plan across the finish line before any of us can get an opportunity to weigh in on it. And so we feel like this is the Biden crime bill 2.0. At least that's what I feel like it is. It's the crime bill 2.0. This $37 billion proposal would propose to add 100,000 police officers over the next 5 years at a price tag of $13 billion. It would propose to include $5 billion, which we advocated for, not as a part of this package, but on a standalone break the cycle of violence piece of legislation that many of us have been working hard to pull together. But they're trying to couple all these bills together, $5 billion for community violence intervention. There's another part of this bill that is proposing $14 billion for a description of public health interventions for nonviolent crime. None of us know exactly what that means. And then another $9 billion, I believe, to address backlogs in court. We believe there is no circumstance where we can, in this moment, sign on, support, or endorse any proposal that will introduce 100,000 police officers in our communities over the next 5 years. And there's so many folks who are trying to figure out what is going on. I got Bishop Swan here. Jump on in here, Doc, because I know we've been trying to figure this out the last couple of days. It's outrageous.
Doc, listen, it's deja vu all over again. Some of us are old enough, you know, to remember. I was full grown. I'm not going to tell y'all how old I am when the 94 crime bill, you know, came into existence. But, you know, I was grown, married with kids. And that was devastating to the Black community. It incentivized states to promulgate draconian laws against crack cocaine. It gave them billions of dollars to build prisons. And within 10 years, the incarceration rate had doubled.
Right.
And most of those were folks who looked like us. And this is deja vu because you see some of the same elements in this crime bill, like what you just mentioned, 100,000 new police officers on the streets, billions of dollars to pay for that. And we understand the research is clear. More police does not equate to a reduction in crime. But what it does equate to is an increase in police brutality, an increase in the mass incarceration of Black folk. It equates to an increase in the extrajudicial murder of our people. And in the middle of this whole defund the police movement, the Democrat Party, and in particular, not Sinema and Manchin, but Joe Biden, has thrown shade on that movement, you know, with his whole fund the police. And he meant that thing. And this crime bill is evidence that he meant every word he said. You know, when he first told people to take monies that were earmarked for COVID relief, told states to take that money and spend it on police. And now he's turning around and right on the heels of going into their legislative break. And we know when they come back from break, it's full blown campaign season, election season. And this is what you propose. This is what you propose on the heels of Buffalo, you know, on the heels of Jaylen Walker, on the heels of rampant police brutality against our people, on the failure of the Justice and Police Act. By the way, the National Urban League came out with a statement after it failed and said that it was a betrayal. The failure of the Justice and Policing Act was a betrayal to Black America. And now Biden is proposing this crime bill and they're trying to push this through Congress. They know they would have the support of Republicans because anything that puts police on the street is going to get their support. And so, you know, when people criticize us for critiquing the Republicans, excuse me if I can't really tell the difference right now.
Well, I'm one of these people who believe that we have to describe our conditions in ways that do not box us into this reality that the only response to our worst conditions has to be flooding our communities with more police. And I don't understand what kind of advocates we have out here who only feel like politically, pragmatically, functionally, police is the only response worthy of an inordinate amount of investment and money. We got this wonderful dear sister Teslin Figaro. Jump on in here. I know you got a lot to say. We trying to make sense of this because we literally have less than 24 hours to weigh in and make sure that at the very least we don't go quietly into the night on this issue. What say you?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me. Let me point out, I'm so excited to be here. One reason in particular is because a lot of my followers have heard me, and I don't want to say followers because I'm not Jesus Christ, but a lot of folks that chime into my page has heard me be very critical of pastors. So I want to pin this quickly so that folks understand when I am talking about pastors who pacify the church, I am not talking about men such as yourself. So one reason I jumped on with haste is so that folks can understand that there are pastors, there are bishops, there are men of God that truly understand what it means to be a man of God, quoting Bishop Dixon in Houston, Texas, that says it's not about being on cruise ships, but being on battleships. So I first want to make the point that this is what leadership looks like. And it's no disrespect to pastors and bishops that decide to take another route, but it is important that I highlight you gentlemen for having the courage to also know what the Old Testament is about. I wish somebody understood the book of Judges, but knew what the Old Testament was about, as well as forgiveness. With that said, we also know in the word, it talks about there will be warning before destruction. So there is no confusion for us. And I know particularly my friend Bishop Swan and I, we were talking about the warning for destruction when President Biden was running for office. We talked about many of us, but I'm just speaking in particular like friends with Bishop Swan. Many of us were crystal clear to warn folks of destruction. I was crystal clear of my friends who won that's joining me right now. Clifford Johnson, that served 17 years, first time nonviolent offender under the crime bill in 1994. I was clear with the poem that I put out called Blackout 2016. I was clear in poetry, like in Psalms. I was clear with my voice, like Deborah in the Book of Judges. I was clear writing it down on the scroll that this is what we were going to see. So there should be no confusion, no misunderstanding, no wondering how this came to pass. Joe Biden has a history of this type of legislation. Let's just keep it real. So when someone runs a campaign based upon healing America, when you are not willing to heal the pain that you yourself has caused under the 1994 crime bill, we already got in a boat that was full of holes. Let me say it again for those in the back. We already got in a boat that were full of holes. So now what do we do with that? Now what we do is continue to educate our community to be able to know what it is that we see, to understand that faith, we all know, without works is dead, to understand that we must call a thing, and to continue to organize to demand more. President Biden is the president for the next 2 years, period, end of discussion. So what do we do between now and the next 2 years? What I've been advocating for, what I've been doing myself, is training folks to run for office, training folks to be operatives on campaigns, training folks to be organizers. They are not going to change. The days of begging is over with. It's time to do some bossing. It's time to start replacing folks on the local level. It's time to start being disruptors in the political space. So I encourage folks to do that. Although panels are good and conversations are good, what are we doing to put skin in the game?
Come on.
Well,
y'all excuse my wife. She's the amen corner over here.
All right. Well, everybody needs an amen corner.
That's right. I'm running from that calling. I'm a bootleg preacher, so pardon me while I take a little bit of sip of my communion while I listen.
Represent the queen.
I mean, I think part of what we wanted to do tonight is to make sure that people know that between now and tomorrow evening, the votes are going to take place in the House. This is not a done deal as of yet. We are told that there are members in the Congressional Black Caucus and others who are trying to push back on making this come to fruition tomorrow. And so part of what we're trying to sound the alarm tonight is we need everyone to help us take action. Call your congressperson tonight. Send them an email tonight. Let us lift up our voice and raise our voice tonight and tomorrow morning and make sure that people know in Washington, D.C., that we are not in favor of an increase in police spending that would indeed bring 100,000 more police officers into our communities, according to the America Safer plan that has been architected by President Joe Biden. I see the great Erica Ford, who's one of the co-founders of our Black Brown Peace Consortium. Erica, myself, and about 12 other individuals have been working in the neighborhoods and the streets for a long, long time, really perfecting community-based violence prevention work. We got this administration, to their credit, to come out very early and support $5 billion in principle, in theory. They've been adding hundreds of millions of dollars to their budget request. So we feel like the administration has been very responsive to this particular point, which is why we're a bit stunned to see that 100,000 police officers added over 5 years is kind of being snuck in here. And which is
also why they wrapped it up in this same legislation. Because right. That's the trick that they always do. Now, you got to remember that, and Tez, you worked for Bernie. When they'll tell you that the reason why some of them voted for the crime bill in 94 was because of other things that were wrapped up in the legislation. That's an old trick that they do to bring people on board to feel like they're going to lose something valuable if they don't embrace and support what's being placed before us.
So that's totally right. Part of what we feel like we're calling for is, number one, let's raise our voice and say the 100,000 police officers over 5 years is a non-starter for us. It is a devastating development. We acknowledge that crime, violence issues are of concern to large swaths of folks in our communities, including us. But history has shown us this is not the way forward. What say you, Erica Ford, the queen from Queens, New York?
Peace. I think there's a lot to say. I think first and foremost that 100,000 more police on the streets is not an option. I think one good thing is that they're not putting the two bills together as it relates to, you know, some of the other stuff. But people really, and I just want to be frank, right? It is mostly our community that is calling for more police, right? Because they feel unsafe, they feel in fear. And so although we are strong in who we are, a lot of people are weak in this question of safety and who we should turn to. And we need to let people know that there are things out there that work and mm-hmm. that police in our community historically does not
help our community
be equivalent to safety, right? I know people who have gotten killed and the police was standing right there. They almost mm-hmm. got shot too, right? Mm-hmm. And so if we believe in what we do works. What we do works. Like, we came into a neighborhood and there was 4 people killed a year, 11 people shot a year, and we were able to go 562 days with nobody being shot.
Right.
We went up to 4 years with nobody being killed. In New York City, we were able to make New York the safest big city in America. And we are the new additive. Police existed for over 100 years, right? And so if you invest in other things, and invest doesn't mean just say we're allocating money, mm-hmm. but invest means to make sure that the people on the ground get the money and the resources when they need it. And so for me, for example, I just received last year's budget, July of last year to June of this year, I just received the budget last month. So that means I was working a whole year without the resources that we were allocated to do the work. But you still are holding me to the accountability factor of mm-hmm. producing safety, right? Mm-hmm. And so if we stop fooling ourselves, and we is not us, we is the people who are governing in our community, right? These same elected officials who feel that the only thing to do is to increase police, we say take another look at the reality of our streets and our community, and that the brothers and sisters who are doing great work need to be supported. And the police that who are there now, let them do their job, right? But we don't need 100,000 more police running around with these jump out boys, with these illegal stops, with the shootings and killings that we've seen on videos night after night after night across America. People are still not in a space where we have a trust in or an accountability factor or a belief or nothing but fear in the police in our community, because they don't show up like they show up in white communities, right? If we were talking about how they show up in white communities where they're all one and jolly and helping, then that's a different thing, and we still don't need 100,000 more police. But they don't show up like that in our community. And our young men, you know, they said this is the first time in history that the incarceration of black men have decreased to this tremendous rate. And that is a significant reason probably why they want to put more police, because prison is a business. Mm-hmm. And we know that we're the cannon fodder for that business. And so we don't want to be the cannon fodder for that business. We want our young men and women to have access to the freedom of living in a safe community without being incarcerated and terrorized and so on and so forth.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
I mean, the reality, Sister Erica, and you put it so eloquently, the heaviest policed communities are not the safest communities. The heaviest resourced communities are the safest communities, and they have right. the least amount of police.
Yeah,
this isn't rocket science. This is proven to work. And yeah. So why we are stepping back in time 28 years and going back to this notion that we have to add 100,000 new police officers to America's streets is mind-boggling. Other than the fact that we're in the middle of election season, Democrats are desperate, and they're trying. They know that they have lost a significant portion of Black voters because of what they've done over the last year and a half. And so where are we going to pick up that slack? Well, if we can appeal to some moderates and others, independents, then we may be able to save our skin. And so how can we do that? We're going to be pro-police. You know, we're going to do all kinds of other things. That's a complete betrayal to the community and the voters that put us in office, because I thought I heard somebody say that I'm going to have your back. And right now it really feels like we got a knife in our back.
Well, let me just add this in, and I'll come to you. But
I'm gonna have to cut out in 5 minutes.
It's also important to just add that we're hearing that mayors, obviously police chiefs and law enforcement departments, are all saying crime is up and they need more police. So I was told today that part of this is a response to the mayors in our cities, your mayor, my mayor. Mayors all across the country,
but they call in
Washington D.C.
The sister wanted to say something.
Asking for more police, and so I think part of what our task is, even while we're seeking to hold the federal government responsible for their response, is we must build power locally to make sure that mayors, city councils, are taking the money that is already available and infusing these organizations, these efforts, with the needed resources to scale up the interventions to the level that meets the kind of violence and trauma and pain we're seeing in our communities. And so, yes, we should call out the Crime Bill 2.0 redo, but we also need to make sure that we don't let mayors off the hook, city council members off the hook. They are the ones who are also feeding into this narrative that this is the only political solution.
Thank you for having me. I only have about maybe 10 minutes and then I'm gonna hop off, but I'm going to say this comment, and this, nobody's responsible for what I'm about to say. These are my own independent comments and not a reflection of anybody on this panel, but I refuse, and I appreciate the work that you're doing in Queens, New York. And I was listening to the sister saying that this is a business and saying, you know, we got to get an understanding. They got to get an understanding. They already know exactly what they're doing. They have the same facts that we have access to. They have the same information that we have. People in the comments, oh, maybe if they just get it, maybe. No, they get it. They get it. They made a decision, and it's time for consequences and repercussions. It is important to raise your voice tomorrow, but let me tell you, the deal's already done. And I'm not saying that for people not to raise your voice. People need to understand that two things can be done at the same time. Raise your voice to put it on the record. like the Bible said, once we get above, once we get to the, in front of the elders, the question is going to be asked, what did you do? So do what you're supposed to do to protect the least of these. But at the same time, where is the consequences and repercussions? So I refuse, being in politics for over 20 years, I refuse to believe that they don't have access to this information. I refuse to believe that the folks that call themselves the smartest in the room, all of a sudden we're giving them new information tomorrow on the phone or yesterday. I refuse to believe that they don't understand that we under, that they know damn well that crime is not prevented through a gun. I refuse to sit up here and continue to play the game, because then we too are enabling our abusers to keep abusing us. It is not my fault what I had on when I came home and got socked in my eye. I simply got socked in my eye because I'm living with an abuser. So the time has come that it is time for consequences and repercussions. The Bible said that Deborah told General Barak, either you go forth and deliver my people through poverty, or he will deliver it through the hands of a woman. Meaning that it is time for some soldiers to get on the front line and say, if you do not do this, you or else will lose your position at the local level, at the state level, the national level. So if you are calling Congress tomorrow, make sure that instead of you singing a song and singing an old Negro spiritual, make your voice heard. But before you hang up that phone, say, I want you to know that if you don't get it, you're going to have to see me. If you don't understand, you're going to see me at the local meeting. If you don't understand, I'm going to organize around you. If you don't understand, I'm not going to chase them. I'm going to replace them. If we don't have that kind of tone, then this leadership, this youth will not follow us, because ain't nobody following nobody weak up no hill. Young, old, or indifferent. We are looking for soldiers, not allies, not accomplices. Accomplices, allies get to change their mind too much for me. I'm looking for some soldiers like the military who's willing to put their fingerprints and put it down for the crime. So either we gonna do that, raise your voice, yes, 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 raise it. But after you get done raising it, what's going to come next? I'm telling you.
And just for clarity, just for clarity's sake, the people who I was talking about who don't have the information is our grandmothers and people in our community who are calling the police instead of calling us.
Oh, no doubt. And, but if they don't give you the resources for people to know to call you, see, you need the resources for grandma and them to know to call you.
That's right.
It's my job to be on Instagram training folks when they got hundreds and millions of dollars to invest in you. I'm training 300 people on September 10th by my damn self, and I'm not elected. I don't have a nonprofit. Ain't nobody giving me no donation. It ain't for us to tell them, grandma them, y'all better call Erica. No, I'm sorry. Who is your elected official that's putting in the money to tell them to call you? That ain't our job. I just did a thing earlier. Black voters have done more than enough. Yes, we can do more, but we are the only race that is down for the vote. We are the only race that got beat for the vote. We're the only race that got water holes for the vote. Black people have done more than enough. It's time for you to do something. We got to educate somebody on IG when they got millions of dollars for a budget. They got the budget to market everything else they want. Let's start marketing.
And $367 billion they sent to Ukraine.
Take it out the Ukraine budget. I'm all about educating folks. I got a master's in adult education. I train folks year round, but that ain't my job. I do it because I want to do it. I do it because I feel like doing it. But let's not get it twisted. It's not my job. It's the elected official job to send people to you, not me. So anything I do is a favor. Let's redirect it back to these mayors and these governors and tell them where they should be sending their money. Well, it ain't up for us to tell grandma what to do. Tell Joe Biden and tell grandma what to do. They told them what to do when they organized to get folks to vote. Told them what to do when they said we got our back. They told them what to do when they say you ain't black if you don't vote for me. They told them what to do when they organized all over this country so they can damn well tell them what to do when it's time to call Erica. And I'm going to be done and shut on up. My time is up.
The doors of the church are now open. No, for real though, since you know that's real.
That's real.
This was by design. They know exactly what they're doing, and you know we've got decisions to make as a community. Are we going? Yeah. You know, I love that analogy you use. It's not your fault when you walk in because of what you got on that you got a black eye. I said this the other day. That black America is in an abusive relationship with this party that we give to 95% of our votes to. And what happens over and over again is we're running around wearing sunglasses to hide the black eye.
That's right.
About how we broke our leg and our arm because we're running out to defend these folks because we're more afraid of the other folk, but we're trying to defend the folk who continue to neglect and abuse us and take us for granted.
And we can fight crime, too. We got to say this for the clowns in the comments who are going to say, well, what about crime? Well, guess what? Two things can be done at the same time.
That's
we understand that the violence is high. We understand we're coming out of a pandemic. We understand that folks are robbing folks and stealing and all of that. We get all of that. We're talking about how to reduce it.
That's
so
right.
We can't fight fix crime, a crime by creating a crime. I wish I had an amen corner around it somewhere. We can't fix the crime by creating a crime. And it is criminal to lock up more black men than those who were enslaved in 1850. That is criminal behavior. Yeah. So we can't do both. We got to decide which one we're going to do. Two things can be done at the same time. Preventing crime also is an investment in our community.
That's right.
That's
right. That's right. And poverty, right. Poverty is a... If you look at all of the communities where this crime is happening, quote unquote, it's totally under-resourced. It's totally like they've got us living like fucking savages, you know? And so
that's why I just said education and economic empowerment.
Yeah, but we've been at, we doing plenty. What I need everybody to do, I know many of y'all was involved in a Sesame Street. I need somebody to tell me how to get to 1600 Pennsylvania. Can you tell me how to get to Pennsylvania Avenue? When are we going to call out 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? I appreciate what we pushed for Sesame Street. Shout out to my sister in the building, Tamika. I see you. We need to call out Big Bird. But who among us going to call out Joe Biden? We need to call out Count. But who among us going to call out Manchin? It's some other folks and some other folks wearing some costumes around this piece. And it ain't just Rosetta. So I want to know who going to line up to call out 1600 Pennsylvania, the same way we do Sesame Street and Rosetta and Big Bird and Count the Dracula and Ernie and Bert. Let's call them all out. Anybody can get it now, y'all.
Anybody can get it. Anybody can get it.
So we agree with everything you're saying. I think our task is clear. It is indeed the case that this is a betrayal. It is certainly a reversal of everything that we had imagined and thought. And I think it's very important for us to be unified. I think part of why we thought it was important to at least come on live tonight, number one, we don't want folks to think that all pastors across the country are in support of this. We're not. We don't want folks to think there are no alternatives and or solutions that we can't immediately scale up. There are. In dozens of cities across the country, we are tapped into a network of folks who are literally every day, some volunteering, some doing it part-time pay, some doing it full-time pay, interrupting violence on the street, in the schools, and even in the jails. And so we need the resources to flow to our community unabated the same way they are trying to put resources into the police departments. And it's also worth saying, the police departments have vacancies right now they can't even fill.
They can't fill.
Because people don't believe in the profession of policing as it currently stands, for sure. And it is incumbent upon us to not relent on this point. We are not accepting this idea that 100,000 police officers need to be in our communities. And we can't let civil rights organizations, we can't let faith leaders, we can't let politicians, we can't let even our own afraid loved ones kind of make us think that this is a necessary concession or step. It is not.
Listen, Pastor
we reject
Mike,
it.
Listen, what you just said is critical because what's going to happen is we're going to find out who's behind the scenes, you know, because there are people that we know of that are telling the powers that be on Pennsylvania Avenue that black people are for this. Don't
listen,
you know, to folks like Bishop Swan and Pastor Mike and Sister Tess and Sister Erica. Don't listen to them. The community wants these police. That there are black people with faces that look like us that are in their ear telling them that this kind of thing. And we need for them to understand that they can get this smoke too. Because what I'm sick and tired of is us selling out each other. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of us, whenever we come out and advocate for our community, they can march out in front of us, some other black folk who will say, no, Master's okay. And then they got plenty of smoke for me. They got smoke for Taz, but they ain't got no smoke for Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, or any of those other folk, because they're in their hip pocket.
And that's right.
It was something Malcolm said back in the day. He said, you know, when China turned around, he said, China went and rounded up all the Uncle Tom Chinese. And when they got rid of all the Uncle Tom Chinese, everybody else fell into line. We got to round up some folk in our community in order for us to fall into line. That's real.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
In other words, somebody lying on grandma. Everybody, grandma ain't saying that because grandma got somebody did time under this 94 crime bill. You can better believe.
Absolutely.
So everybody, we can't just buy into the fact. Oh, when they say the community, who's the community? Raise their hand. That's why I was put the vote on the floor. Let's see it for ourselves. I can't take your word for it. Let's see it for ourselves. And that's why it's important. Like Bishop said, echoing, we have to raise our voices publicly, not just on the phone. Yep. I appreciate Pastor and Bishop, y'all coming forward because, again, too many of these pastors, they raise their voice when it's time for offering, but I don't see them offering no smoke for somebody. I wish I had a witness. Let me say it again. They raise their voice when it's time for offering, but I don't see them offering no smoke. So it's important that we see this type of leadership as well in the church outside of church, like sinners like me, because I'm a sinner. I've been called to preach, but I'm going to stay on this heathen side. Somebody got to organize the heathens. So we need everybody from all corners, from the heathens to the church, to say that we are here and we are on one accord. And yes, we are unified, but guess what? If you ain't with us, that's all right, too. Because I remember Gideon's army only needed a few 300. We ain't got to have 10,000. 10,000
y'all see
in
she in the word, right?
She all up in there.
And we just need 300. We don't need. I can't wait on everybody to get unified. We moving on forward with the 300 we got. 300.
We love it. And so two things we're asking you to do tonight. There's the link that we pinned. This is an open letter that's going to the Biden administration and to members of the House tomorrow, literally, pretty much saying everything that's just been said. We also need to appreciate that come August, every elected official who votes on this bill will be in your district the whole month of August. So we need to get the sinners and the saints, the hood and the sanctuary. We need to get the streets and everybody else. Everybody needs to come together and we need to make these individuals answer for their vote. Mm-hmm. They must answer for their vote face to face while they're home in district in August. Call them tonight. Call them in the morning. Tell them we plan to see you when you come home in the August recess and you must answer for your vote. And then that's to your point, Sister T. Let those folks who are supporting more cops, let them come out too. Let's let everybody come out and let's see how many people are really asking for more cops and how many people are saying, we want safety. That's what people are asking for. People asking for safety. And when we don't give them alternatives to police, then that's all they will ask for is police. Right. It's like saying, I'm thirsty and the only thing I'm serving you is Kool-Aid. We need to give them some water, something that brings life to them. And we need to make sure that's a public conversation.
The police don't provide safety. They come after a crime or situation is done and they arrest somebody or they beat somebody up.
who was involved, they don't provide safety. Like, so we need to... What she said. You know.
So there's a like question. There's a question in the chat that I think is worth responding to. What can we do besides call your California senator if you're in California or representative? We think you should also call your mayor tomorrow. You should call your police chief tomorrow. You should call your city council members tomorrow and weigh in with them. We must touch every part of this system from the local to the federal, because they all are using the same argument that people are crying out for more police in light of the upticks in violence.
And so not just using the same argument, let's be clear, they all work together.
Right.
These folks talk to each other. They work together. Everything trickles from the bottom up. They're not just sitting back just using the argument. They're using the argument because they work together. They're all in cahoots. Your mayor, your city council is who is in charge of your police department. So if you don't have a relationship with them now, you should be having one with them moving forward, because they determine who is appointed to police chief. They determine who is going to be what. So they should be your first point of contact on anything, period. Because they regulate that body. And don't think for a second, just like in gangbanging, just like in anything else, these senators, U.S. congresspeople, they don't come to cities without checking in the hood. They call it checking in. They got to check in with their mayor. They got to check in with their city council person. They got to check in with their local state rep. These people have relationships. They know each other. Don't think for one second that they're not all connected, because when that money is dropped, it is dropped from the bottom all the way down, from the top all the way up. So do not make no mistake when they tell you, oh, that's Congress, that's on the federal level, the devil is a lie. The same bag gets spread all the way out from the bottom to the top.
And it's our bag. It's our tax dollars. Let's not forget that part. All that money belongs to the people. We're not asking for a handout. We're asking for our money. And we want to invest it the right way. Final words, we're getting ready to wrap up, because we're about to hop on an organizing call in the next few minutes to hopefully tomorrow give a big crescendo of pushback, critique, and demands. Any final words of anyone wants to say before we tap out?
Listen, contact your congresspeople. Lift your voice. We do not need 100,000 new police officers. Hold your mayors accountable for the resources they already have to make sure that those organizations in your community are getting what they need to provide the services that they need to provide to our community. Stay involved and listen, let's not continue this abusive relationship. Here's my thing, Pastor Mike. Black folk have been through everything. All right. We've been through the horrible crucible of slavery. We've been through redlining, segregation, extrajudicial murder. We've been through substandard housing, bad schools. There's nothing either party can do to us that we have not already had the resilience to go through. So we ought to stop being afraid. Many people put fear into us about who to vote for, because if you don't vote for them, then you're going to get them over there. Listen, I don't care what direction white supremacy comes from, whether it has a D attached to their name or an R attached to their name, it's the same animal. It's the same monster. And so listen, we need to vote our interest instead of being tied to a particular party.
100%. T or Eric, any final words?
I just say, what we do works. You know, we got to stop looking through one lens. You know, that's never been an answer for us in our community. And resources is the answer. So it's not just about stopping these 100,000 police from coming. It is about calling the mayors and the city council, because in the Black community across America, it all looks the same. There's no resources. People are being oppressed, and racism is a leading cause of gun violence and any of the violence in our community. So we need to resolve it.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Right. Movie.
Well, when you make that call tomorrow and you make your voice heard, be crystal clear about what you want them to hear. Number one, if you are in Queens, New York, ask them why I don't know about Eric. because they know about Erica. So let's not get confused. She done been on the news too many times. She done talked to the folks too many times. They know about Erica. So ask them why I don't know more about Erica and other services like that. Why are you keeping that from me, intentionally making a decision to not have access to the things that I know that will better my community? The next thing you need to remind them is there's going to be some consequences and some repercussions. Let me say it one more time. It's time for consequences and repercussions. What do you mean by that? That means that if you don't do right by me, if everything, you don't do right by my community, it's time to start. That's right. I'm getting ready to hit you with the ceiling. When I met, side note, when I met Danny Glover for the first time on the Bernie Sanders campaign, I made him back that scene out. That's how serious I am about that scene. If you don't do right by me, everything you do is going to fail. And guess what? It's already failing. It's called climate change. Until you do right by Black people, it's called climate change. More will continue to happen. And we ain't waiting on glory. We're going to get some glory right here on this land. We're going to see a little bit of that reparations. We're going to see a little bit of that 40 acres and a mule. We're going to see a little bit of what you owe us right here on this land. And yeah. I always say this to folks, and I get on out of here, two things, and y'all know this because y'all know I'm a bootleg pastor. In the end of it all, they say that they're going to divide the goats from the sheep. Mm. They say the wheat from the tare, but the New International Version says the goat from the sheep. I like to use that because people say, oh, you the goat, you the greatest of all time, the greatest of all time. Well, let me give you some news. The greatest of all time don't mean nothing when we go up there, because the goat will be divided from the sheep. And the sheep, Bishop, are the ones who are about the shepherd's business. Mm. And I'm not talking about the go along to get along sheep. I'm talking about those who are about the shepherd's business. So if you don't do what you've been told to do tonight, do not be confused. You have been warned. You have been given clear instruction. If you don't move forward on the instruction that has been planted in your life right now, you will be held account. And what that means is somebody going to ask the question. Now, if you're not a believer, then don't worry about it. But if you are a believer, the question is going to be asked, what did you do for the least of these? What did you do for those who were in prison? Did you come see me? And the answer ain't going to be, well, I hit up Bishop in his DM. He never got back to me. All Pastor Mike never got back to me. All the state didn't let me know about Erica. No, you're going to be held accountable, because if you are listening to this live right now, we are pouring in your life right now. You ain't even got to give an offering. The question is, what will you do for the least of these? Time out with the excuses. I don't know what to do. I'm so confused. Like the kids say, go outside. All you got to do is go outside and look around and see what you don't like. Anything you don't like is regulated by the government. If you want a better park, go down to Park and Recreations. If you want better water, talk to the Soil and Water Department. If you want better street light, talk to the Traffic Department. Let us not be confused. Y'all find everything else. You find leaked photos on Twitter. I wish I had a witness. I know I got bishops, but they find the leaked photos, Bishop, on Twitter. They know how to find what Big Sean dropping on Twitter. I need somebody to know how to find this paperwork. Y'all know how to find the latest gossip. You know how to find the VIP tickets. You know how to find everything else. Let us not be confused when it comes down to how to find things for your community. We ain't got to educate nobody about Erica. We gonna do it, but let's not get confused. Y'all find everything else, then let's start looking for these resources and let's start pushing the line of politics until something happens.
Let's do it. All right, y'all got your marching orders. We gonna do a part two real soon, give you an update. But let's start getting ourselves together. August is coming. Every elected official that hits your city in August, you ought to be, you consequences. You ought to be telling
us. That's right.
Your vote got a consequence. Let us know what you did. Payday is coming. God bless you. Right. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight. We're going to be back in touch.
Thank you. God bless.
All right.
All right, y'all.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figaro, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.